Now to him who has loved us and has called us to be kings and priests through his own blood, to him be power and dominion forever and ever. Amen. The word of God for our meditation this morning comes from Genesis chapter 9, verses 8 through 17. God said to Noah and to his sons with him, "Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you, as many as came out of the ark. It is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth." And God said, "This is a sign of the covenant that I make between me and you, and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When I bring clouds over the earth, and the bow is seen in the clouds, I will remember my covenant that is between me and you and every living creature of all flesh. And the water shall never again become a flood to destroy all flesh. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth." God said to Noah, "This is a sign of the covenant that I have established between me and all flesh that is on the earth." Thus far, the text. In the name of Jesus, who is our sure sign that God will fulfill all of His promises, dear fellow redeemed. Suppose for just a moment that you are a politician who is up for re-election. What would you base your campaign on to have the best chance to win your bid for re-election? Well, chances are you would point to your previous record. You would want the voters to know how successful you were in fulfilling your campaign promises in the last election. And that should be the reason for them to vote for you again. What about when it comes to choosing a brand of appliance to go with, a vehicle to drive, or a store to shop at? Each one of these you probably shop based on the company's previous record, what experience other people or you yourself have had with them. This is typically the way that we operate our lives, is it not? We like to be sure about what we are purchasing, about what we are about to put our trust in. And if a company is smart, they will make sure the consumer knows just how reliable they have been in the past. God does something similar with your faith life. Except with God, His promises never fail. He never fails to deliver, and He has thousands of years to prove it. Though you could begin with Adam and Eve and the very creation of the world, our text for this morning contains the most obvious and sure sign anyone could ask for. The sign given to Noah and to his sons show God's promises never fail. The things that Noah and his family went through required a lot of trust in God. He warned Noah of a worldwide flood that would wipe out every living creature that wasn't a fish in the sea. Put yourself in his shoes. For over a year, you were stuck in this ark that God gave you the dimensions for all the animals of all kinds that God brought to you. And even when the rain stopped, you had to trust God that He was going to bring you safely to land. That's no easy feat, even for the strongest of Christians. When soldiers come back from a war zone, sometimes they suffer from post-traumatic stress disorder. For veterans in World War I, this was called shell shock. And one of the symptoms, the effects of this, was a hypersensitivity to loud noises. Now imagine going through a world-changing cataclysmic flood. Certainly you would be a little jumpy the next time that you saw rain clouds in the sky. That is, unless you received what Noah did and his family received, a promise from the Almighty. Behold, I establish my covenant with you and your offspring after you, and with every living creature that is with you, the birds, the livestock, and every beast of the earth with you. As many as came out of the ark, it is for every beast of the earth. I establish my covenant with you, that never again shall all flesh be cut off by the waters of the flood, and never again shall there be a flood to destroy the earth. For Noah and his family, this promise would be enough. They had trusted God to bring them through the waters that flooded the earth, and he did. That is why, as soon as they had left the ark, they built an altar and worshiped God. If God had only given them the promise of his word to not destroy the earth by a flood, they could have trusted that word without any doubt that it would come true. In other words, they had faith. Noah appears in the Heroes of Faith chapter in Hebrews 11. By faith, Noah, being warned by God concerning events as yet unseen, in reverent fear, constructed an ark for the saving of his household. By this, he condemned the world and became an heir of the righteousness that comes by faith. This was a common theme among believers in the Old Testament. They often had to exercise their faith without knowing what would happen in the future. Consider Abraham, who had to wait until he was 100 years old to finally receive his promised son. Or any of the believers who held faith in the promised Messiah, but did not live to see Jesus walk the earth. But their faith was not totally blind. God had given them signs. For Abraham, it was the stars in the sky and the sand on the seashore. For God's people Israel, it was the Day of Atonement, where the priest would offer a sacrifice for the sins of all people. A picture of what Jesus would come to do. But there is no sign that is more recognizable, nor more well known throughout the history of the world than the sign given to Noah. God gave Noah a sign as a pledge to his word. This is a sign of the covenant that I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for all future generations. I have set my bow in the cloud, and it shall be a sign of the covenant between me and the earth. When the bow is in the clouds, I will see it and remember the everlasting covenant between God and every living creature of all flesh that is on the earth. The rainbow that would appear after a rainstorm would have been around before God made this covenant with Noah. But now it takes on a totally different meaning. It is a universal sign of God's one-sided covenant with every living creature. Every time that Noah saw storm clouds rumble on the horizon, he did not have to have blind faith that God would keep his word. But he patiently waited for that rainbow to appear in the sky, and knew that God keeps his promises. What is incredible about this covenant is that God made it an everlasting covenant. Whenever you or I look to the sky and we see the rainbow in the cloud, It is a reminder to us that God will never again destroy the world by a flood. For over 4,000 years, God has been faithful to this covenant. Have there been waters that have caused floods and destruction? Sure. But nothing that would even come close to what happened in the days of Noah. Talk about a reliable track record. And yet doubts still arise sometimes, don't they? Even when you know what the Bible says, it can be difficult to put your trust wholly in God. Blind faith is not easy. Satan loves to stir up doubt within our hearts. Did God really say? Those moments of depression are especially difficult. You know that God has promised to always be there with you, but it certainly feels like you're all alone. Is God really there? Does He really care about me? Am I being punished for something that I did? Thoughts like these can swirl rampantly in our minds, consuming every thought and action. These are the thoughts that Satan wants to use against you to chip away at your faith. It all begins with a seed of doubt, but it never stops there. He is never satisfied with you feeling alone. His goal is to get you to turn your back on God completely. He wants you to look at the storm clouds gathering on the horizon and live in fear that God might forget about His promise. He might forget about me. If God really kept His promises, why am I feeling the way that I am? Why am I suffering? It can get difficult to simply rely on someone's word, even God's word. Our faith is not perfect, and we still suffer from our sinful flesh. Our sinful flesh that works overtime to drill a wedge between you and the words of promise given to you in Scripture. But just like in the days of Noah, God does not leave you with just His word. Though His word is sufficient and all that we need to defend against the lies of Satan, God has gone one step further to keep you, His child, at peace. He gives you proof. And it doesn't end with just the promise of a rainbow following a rainstorm. That is but one example of God's loving compassion. The rest of the Bible is filled with them. The birth of Isaac shows that God can bring to pass a promise that He makes over a long interval of time. Joseph being sold into slavery by his brothers shows that God remains in control of our lives, even in the midst of our greatest turmoil. The Assyrians who laid siege to Jerusalem in the days of Hezekiah shows that even the most powerful nations crumble underneath the thumb of God's power. All these are testimonies to you and to your children and to future generations that God keeps His promises. There is one sign that is missing. Did you catch it? The sign of your Savior, Jesus. For millennia, God promised to send a Messiah into this world to redeem this world with its sin-stricken people. all the way back to Genesis, to Adam and Eve, God's promise regarding the seed of the woman who would crush the head of Satan, to the last prophecies of John the Baptist, all point to the one who was promised to come. The Anointed One, our Prince of Peace, the branch of Jesse, the sacrificial lamb, the man of sorrows. The more you look, the more evidence you see of God giving His people signs to establish rapport as the God who keeps His promises. For you, Jesus is the sign. Jesus did come, taking on human flesh and walking the road that we call life. His life and His ministry that is recorded in the New Testament stands as a sign for us today how faithful our God is. But most importantly, we have the sign of the cross. Millions upon millions of people wear this sign around their necks. It adorns steeples across the world and it is the centerpiece of faith everywhere. The sign of the cross is the greatest testament that God keeps His promises. Because without it, no other promise would mean anything. The cross shows God's love. It shows God's dedication to His created beings despite how far we have fallen into sin. The cross reveals the nails pounded into the innocent Son of God. The cross shows the darkness of God's presence leaving His Son so that He might suffer the very pit of hell for the sake of His people. The sign of the cross reminds us of the blood that was shed upon it. The blood that we partake in at Holy Communion. The blood that our sins are washed clean in. The blood that dresses you in the white garments of Christ's righteousness. Yes, the cross is the greatest testimony that God keeps His promises. But it doesn't end there. Then there is a sign of the tomb. The tomb that was empty on Easter morning, declaring to the world that Satan's power had been destroyed. Hell lost its authority over death because Jesus, your Savior, defeated death for you. The empty tomb assures you that your sins stand forgiven before God. He accepted Jesus' payment on your behalf so that you are God's very own child. This changes everything. The sheer amount of testimonies given by God for your assurance, for your edification, for your peace. Whether it is a sign of Noah and the promise to never destroy the world by a flood, or whether it is a sign given to you and to the world about how God's Son delivered you from eternal damnation, all show God's impeccable track record of keeping His promises. So the next time that you open your Bible, and you come across a promise given in Scripture, remember the sign of Noah. Remember the sign of your Savior. God fulfilled all those promises. Certainly He will keep you as well. Amen. Please rise. May the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard and keep you in Jesus. Amen.